To start today, I'm gonna ask you to imagine something. It shouldn't be all that difficult because my guess is what I'm gonna ask is something you easily remember. I want you to think about the best gift you've ever received. Okay, you got it? Now let me ask you a question about that gift. What does that gift say about who you are personally? Think about it. Sometimes the gifts we get say something about who we are. If everyone you know gets you clothes for Christmas, then maybe that says you're a person who loves fashion. If everyone got you something related to video games, you're a gamer. And if everyone got you cash or a gift card, it says that you're picky and everyone was too scared to buy you something. For better or for worse, the presents we give and receive at holidays, birthdays, and other special occasions say something about us. Sometimes those things are true. And sometimes they're false. Sometimes we like what they say and other times we don't. Sometimes we receive gifts that are so disconnected from who we are that they feel like they're actually purchased for someone else. For me, that gift was a princess blanket that was bright pink, had all of the Disney princesses on it, and it was beautiful for a six-year-old. But the problem was that when I got it, I was 16, and it felt like my grandmother did not remember how old I actually was. Sometimes it's really hard to know who something is for. In the same way, sometimes it's hard to know who Christmas is for. Here's what I mean. You might wonder if Christmas is for you, if you've grown up in a church and you're tired of hearing the same old Christmas story every year. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if your family is going through some changes, like if your parents are fighting or they're getting divorced or even getting remarried. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if your family recently moved and you're not sure how any of your Christmas traditions will work in your new house. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if someone you love is sick or a family member recently died and you can't imagine feeling happy this year. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if your family is struggling financially and you know you'll get fewer gifts than you're used to. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if you're questioning your faith and you're no longer sure this Jesus thing is real. You might wonder if Christmas is for you if you feel like someone who's constantly excluded from all of the normal Christmas things. There may be times when we all look around and say, is Christmas even for me? If you've ever wondered that, or you're wondering that this Christmas season, I want you to know that I'm so glad that you're here. And I believe that what we're talking about can be a game changer for you when it comes to who you think Christmas is for. We're gonna look at several Bible passages, all related to the birth of the kid, Jesus. Luke, who investigated the life of Jesus and interviewed people who did life with Jesus, records part of the Christmas story. Luke writes that on the night Jesus was born, this happened. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. A shepherd is someone who takes care of sheep. This word shepherd is probably neutral to you, but in Jesus' time, shepherds weren't the most important people in the culture. They had stinky jobs, literally. They were working with livestock. Shepherds weren't clean people. Shepherds definitely weren't kings or rulers. They weren't important people making important decisions who you'd give important information to. And yet, look what happened to this group of shepherds. Luke goes on to share this. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The angels could have delivered this message to anyone. God could have sent these angels to kings, leaders, religious people who society thought were special, but God didn't. God sent a super important announcement to people who society thought were not so important. Why? I think because as those angels sang that night, God was sending a message loud and clear that God is for everyone. Take a look at what Luke tells us happened next. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby, lying in the manger. The shepherds must have been so shocked that the angels gave this message to them. Of all people, God saw them differently than the people around them did. To God, they were valuable. God wanted them to hear the good news first. Then they sprinted to Bethlehem to see Jesus, and the shepherds were the very first to bow before this newborn baby. Then, after seeing Jesus, bold and unafraid, the shepherds told everyone they ran into what had happened. The kid changed how these shepherds saw themselves. Elsewhere, Jesus' birth was also announced to these wise men from the east. God put a star in the sky. When the wise men saw the star in the sky, they started following it. When they arrived in Jerusalem, Matthew tells us this. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Because Jesus is for everyone, his birth was announced to everyone. As we already discussed, it was announced to the shepherds. Sometime later, it was announced to some wise men from the east, and they shared the news with the most powerful person in the region at the time, King Herod. The shepherds and the wise men saw the kid's arrival as good news. King Herod did not. After the wise men went to worship Jesus, Matthew goes on to share that Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. There were two different responses to the same news. The shepherds and the wise men were joyful and happy, but King Herod was not. And remember, the kid came for both. The kid came to be the savior of the shepherds and the wise men who bowed down to worship him, and the savior of the king, Herod, who wanted him gone. Because the kid shows us that Christmas is for everyone. The kid changed the way the shepherds saw themselves. And the kid shows us that Christmas is for everyone. Think of it this way. The kid changes how you see yourself and everyone else. Just like the shepherds discovered the night that Jesus was born, God is for you. God wants you to know that. The people around you may have labeled who they think you are, but like the shepherds, God doesn't have the same opinion. God says you're valuable, you're precious, you're worth Jesus. And as the Christmas story shows, God is for others. God doesn't categorize people as important or unimportant. We are all valuable to God, every single person. Whether you've labeled or categorized anyone, or you've been the one that was labeled or categorized, the kid means God is for you, for everyone. Because through the kid, we can see ourselves and others differently. Jesus is not just for you or for me or any one person or only important people. Jesus is for everyone. And when we follow the kid, we should be for everyone too. Whether shepherds, wise men, or you and me, the birth of this kid from nowhere says something so important about the heart of God, that Jesus is for you. Jesus is for others, and Jesus invites you to be there for others. In light of this, there are two things I'd love for you to do. First, this Christmas, move toward people instead of away from them. God shows incredible grace, love, patience, and kindness to people, even when they don't have it all together. The kid shows us that Christmas is for everyone. If you breathe air, you have benefited a lot from God's grace, his love, patience, and kindness. So sometimes the very thing that's frustrating about people is the very thing that's amazing about God's grace. And second, make any place you are a place that's for everyone. And that includes your faith community, your small group. That includes people who are like you and people who aren't. By the way we greet people and welcome people, we do it in a way that says, "This place is for everyone." By the way we talk to people, we do it in a way that says, this place is for everyone. By the way we talk about people, we do it in a way that says this place is for everyone. By the way we invite people, we do it in a way that says this place is for everyone. This week, there will be times when you feel like you're not that important, just like the shepherds. There will be times when you feel like you don't fit in. There may also be times this week when you're feeling like you are searching for something, just like the wise men from the East. You're on some sort of journey. When that happens, I want to ask you to think about the shepherds and the wise men, and I want you to remember them as a way to remind you that the kid changes how you see yourself and everyone else. There's power in what the shepherds and the wise men represent, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. So when you head to group, think about your answer to this question. What is one way the kid changes how you view yourself and how you view other people?